All right, 1 week is in the books, Field Yates, and unfortunately for Sunday Night Football, we had Dak Prescott end up getting hurt towards the end of the game. Now that we are through Sunday night, it looks as though Dak is going to miss anywhere between 6 to 8 weeks, according to multiple sources, because of a fracture in his thumb. Obviously, Field, that is going to leave a huge hole at quarterback for Dallas Cowboys, but more importantly, a huge hole at quarterback for fantasy managers. If you had Dak that you were rostering this week, what is it that you should be doing on waivers? Because now it looks like you're going to be out without Dak for quite a while.
Yeah, so Daniel, I think there are two components to this, as you alluded to. Let's talk about the quarterback part, because it might be a little bit of a shorter conversation. So I went through and looked at quarterbacks that are available as of right now, Monday morning, in more than 50% of leagues, and it wasn't a long list. And what that suggests to me is that there are a lot of teams out there this year that are rostering multiple quarterbacks. So if you have Dak, there's a chance that you already have your backup on your roster, which would give you a transition, even if not a seamless one, because you expected big things out of Dak this year, even though he did play poorly in week one before he got hurt. But there are a couple of names that I think are worth monitoring on the waiver wire. You know, guys that played well in week one include Jameis Winston and Carson Wentz. You know, Wentz had a few ugly moments because, well, Carson Wentz has been prone to that, right?
Yep.
But it's a good matchup in week two for Carson Wentz against your Lions. Yep. So it strikes me as an opportunity to potentially start the Dak replacement by streaming Carson Wentz in week two. Other guys include the likes of Daniel Jones and Justin Fields, maybe even Tua Tagovailoa. I guess it sort of depends on if you want the higher floor, maybe one of those guys that has better rushing upside is there. But I think, based off roster percentages, that a decent number of people are already carrying a second quarterback. If you do have Dak on your roster, Daniel, are you keeping him? Are you dropping him? What are you doing here? Because bench spots can get tight in a hurry.
They can get really tight in a hurry. Hopefully, I have an IR spot in my league. And if that's the case, Dak is the perfect guy that I'm going to put on there. He supplants the Jameson Williams and anyone else that I had at the lower end of my roster from that standpoint. I'm going to throw him on my IR spot because he's still someone that I think is a top seven quarterback. We drafted him to be there. So when he comes back, that's what I would do with Dak. But Field, you said this is a two-part conversation. And I think this second part is a massive part of it. When you look at those pass catchers last night, even with Dak, CeeDee Lamb really struggled. Finished the game with 11 targets, but only two catches. While both Dalton Schultz and Noah Brown looked like the pass catchers that you want in this offense. So understanding we're going to have some differences under center now that Dak is going to be out. You know, how are you sussing out these pass catchers here heading into week two?
It's early where you and I are having this conversation on a Monday morning.
Yes, it is.
But if somebody out there is watching this or listening to this and has a bottle of bourbon somewhere nearby, I don't blame you because you might need it. It's a tough time right now, Daniel, for the Cowboys in a lot of different ways. And for those that have CeeDee Lamb, as you mentioned, even with Dak Prescott for about half the game, he stunk on Sunday night. Two catches and 11 targets that's incredibly poor efficiency, less than 20% catch rate for CeeDee Lamb. This is a player who coming into the season, there was a pathway to a top five wide receiver season, right? He was going to have, you would think, a massive target share. He did in week one. That's good. 11 targets is great. But 11 targets with Dak Prescott, as opposed to 11 targets with Cooper Rush, Daniel, who I get it, backup quarterbacks, it's not like there are a bunch of great ones that, like, in the same way that if Devontae Adams lost Derek Carr, or if any of these top wide receivers in week one, like, you know, whether it was Devontae Adams or Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase, any of those guys would be more vulnerable if they had a backup quarterback. But Cooper Rush, it was one of the biggest eyesores in terms of depth charts around the NFL after roster reductions. The Cowboys' backup quarterback spot was a problem. Cooper Rush was brought up from the practice squad before the game, Daniel. Like, this is not exactly Jimmy Garoppolo waiting in the wings like San Francisco would have if something happens with Trey Lance. It's a problem. So the target share is still going to be there because while Noah Brown did have a more productive night, like, it's still CeeDee Lamb by far in terms of the most talented player. But in the same way that we spent a lot of the offseason talking about guys going to quarterback downgrades, like, for example, the Seahawks wide receivers and how that might impact their value, that's now in play for the next 2 months potentially with CeeDee Lamb. He'll still be in my lineups. There's too much target opportunity, and he's so talented.
He's too good. Yeah. Yep.
But I'm sitting here, and I am concerned right now if I used either a second-round pick or CeeDee Lamb, or maybe even – I mean, I know – He went eighth overall in one of my vital leagues. Like, there were play people that were very, very optimistic on CeeDee Lamb coming into this season. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you, Field. Like, if I drafted CeeDee Lamb, I have to start him. If I drafted Dalton Schultz as my tight end, actually, to be honest, I feel fine with it because Dalton Schultz came out really nicely in this game, and he's going to be that safety blanket probably for Cooper Rush here in that standpoint. But you can't bench CeeDee Lamb. I'm just not at a point where that's an option for me. We got to give it a couple of weeks. I was disappointed a little bit more in the running game. Field, I was hoping that Zeke Elliott would be a little bit more involved. And actually, to that point, that Tony Pollard would be more involved in the passing game based on everything that we heard leading up to this week one. We'd heard all preseason that they wanted to use Tony Pollard as a pass catcher a little bit more often. And we didn't see that. I think that's going to obviously take a hit as well here when you look at things.
Weird.
Yeah, you look at things going forward with not great quarterback play. I don't know how they get more involved.
Yeah, so that was weird. By the way, like, there was talk about Tony Pollard being a slot receiver. That wasn't the case yesterday. We barely saw him in the passing game at all, as you mentioned, Daniel. And here's the only, like, here's the saving grace, possibly, and I say possibly very intentionally, is that when you lose a quarterback of Dak's caliber, it forces you to rethink things, right? You can't run exactly the same offense with Cooper Rush as you can with Dak Prescott. And maybe what happens is that the targets that CeeDee Lamb sees are not the same high value targets that Dak is able to connect on him with, right? Like, they're not going to be in the red zone as much. They're probably not going to be near the end zone as much in general. There might not be as much vertical threats, but maybe like some of the short stuff, what we talk about with like Diontae Johnson, starts to go the way of CeeDee Lamb a little bit more. That will be best case scenario here. I'm actually with you on Dalton Schultz. I mean, I was optimistic on him coming into the season. He was the player that I mentioned that I've had on maybe as many teams as anybody. He had 7 catches last night. He is, you said the perfect term, the safety valve, right? Yep. I don't care if his 7 targets go a total of 20 air yards. It doesn't bother me a bit. Dalton Schultz is going to be the bailout player so often for the Cowboys. But this one hurts here, Daniel. And the thing that I didn't mention that I should have is that on top of the Cowboys' lack of pass catchers, the offensive line was as bad as we thought it could be last night, right? They got manhandled by the Bucs, who are a very good front, but if that offensive line is bad, the wide receivers, not exactly a strength of the team right now. Like, even when Dak returns, I'm not overreacting too much. Like, I'm still optimistic on Dak because he's Dak. But, like, man, I got to tell you, that was about as ugly of a start as you could see for the Dallas Cowboys. And if you have CeeDee Lamb right now, you are not feeling great about the fact that you used a premium pick on him. You didn't go wrong here. It's just that this is a guy whose outlook changed dramatically overnight.
Not the way that you wanted the start of the season to break down if you are a CeeDee Lamb manager. Field, I'm totally with you. And from this standpoint, all I can do is roll with it with CeeDee Lamb. I can figure out if I'm a Dak Prescott manager, who it is off waivers that I can find. And I'm probably going to be looking at maybe flex options for Ezekiel Elliott. And I don't think I'm going to be using Tony Pollard until I see more from him going forward based on this week one usage. So
yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for the next couple of weeks if you are a fantasy manager of any of the Cowboys. And fortunately, you can tune into Fantasy Focus, where Stefania Bell will always have the latest injury updates available 10 a.m. every single day. You can follow Field at Field Yates and me at Daniel Dopp. Thanks.
If you need a stick of Tide, Field is your guy. If you're in Bristol or in Farmington, you should find another ride. Candidly, he hates Mike Clay, and you know that it's a fact. Every Yater's gonna Yate, 'cause he's on TV every day. A spicy tomato got the stats and tweets that'll make you laugh. He's our favorite host and everybody knows his name. He's Field Yates.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft. begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.